This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what up? Good morning to you. Good day to you, wherever you may be. Thanks so much for joining us on this New Year's Day. It's the Dan Patrick Show. Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. Look, I want to get to the NFC in San Francisco. We got to get to Sean Payton. Kerry Rhodes is going to join us. Of course, he played for the Jets and the Cardinals. What a win for the Cardinals. I got a couple quick asides for you, Dan Beyer. Arguably, or maybe inarguably, the biggest upset of the NFL season was pulled off yesterday by the Arizona Cardinals. They have the worst uniforms maybe in all of professional sports. Like, those are just
bad. You don't like? You're not a fan?
Here's the litany of things, and if you think this is too uniform geeky, sorry, Dan is our resident uniform expert, and I am an opinionated person on uniforms. Here's what I don't like. I love white uniforms generally. Like, as much as I like Honolulu blue, like, I like the Lions white uniforms. You know, Texas, if they wear the whites tonight, like, I love like a good all white clean uniform. It's something about the gray face masks, the plainness of the helmet, you know, with just the Cardinal kind of sticker on it. I don't know.
You want a helmet stripe is what you want.
I don't know if I want a helmet stripe or I need some sort of gray. Like, if you look at now the Titans, I didn't like the two-tone thing, but the Titans, they have like a little bit of gray on the pants. There's just something that you need to kind of put it all together and look like 2024. You know, and it just looks so plain Jane, but not in a Penn State kind of charming traditional way.
These are the new ones. This is the new uniform this year. And so this is not going anywhere for a while. I think on the surface, when I saw these, I questioned them. And then when I saw them in action, I actually really, really liked them. I was a big fan of it. I liked how they used the silver and the gray more so than the black. And I know they have their black alternate jerseys with the helmets that they wear. But I like these white uniforms. You know, it's not to the level of Texas and the good guys wearing white, but I do think that they pull it off in really good fashion.
Great uniform matchup at the Rose Bowl, right? Yes. I mean, you talk about iconic uniforms, Alabama and Michigan. And then, listen, in the nightcap in the Sugar Bowl, like, that one's a good one, too, because as much as Washington, and they've been in the college football playoff before, or the BCS before, whatever they were in the, it was college football playoff before, right? A couple years ago.
Washington.
Yeah. The purple helmets with the W, like, that is synonymous with, you know,
gold helmets with the purple W.
The gold helmets, yeah. Sorry, with the purple W, like, that is synonymous with UW football. And then Texas is Texas. You know, Texas is Texas. Like, we got great uniform matchups tonight.
I'll give you a uniform tidbit.
Okay.
And I don't know if Chris Perfett, our technical producer, agrees with this, But the Lions and Cowboys, the penalty that Adam Schefter ended up pointing out that should have gone against Detroit instead of Dallas in that situation.
Right.
Dallas wore their white pants.
Yeah.
They usually, you know, at home will wear their white jerseys with that, you know, light blue pants. And the Lions wore their white pants.
Yes.
And I just wondered if the ref was blocked and saw a white leg and just assumed that maybe it was a, you know, Cowboys player that was trying to trip for the block. But I don't know. I thought that might have played into it, because I thought that that could have been a really good uniform game. But the Cowboys wore their navies at home, and Detroit was in their all whites, and the Cowboys then wore their white pants. So I thought that maybe, and by the way, for as bad of a night that crew had, I wouldn't put it past them that they got confused on who was wearing pants.
I would agree. I think they could probably get confused. However, I do think Schefter putting out that bit about the tripping and the NFL coming out more about the tripping thing is more an attempt to just be like, hey, it wasn't just this one thing. It was bad all around. They're just trying to downplay how disastrous
we were bad everywhere.
The two-point conversion screw-up was. But, yeah, I didn't even think that was the white pants. You make a great point. I didn't even think about Dallas really wearing the white pants. I guess I'm so used to them having the blue pants, it didn't even cross my mind.
Why do the Cowboys wear their navy?
I don't know.
I mean, wasn't that weird? Now, yes. It was Jimmy Johnson night, right? Maybe that's why. I don't know. But they're like on that day, why wouldn't you wear their white?
And when they've worn their navies, they've worn their alternate, you know, with the white helmet.
Yeah, I hate those.
Yeah, and I'm not a.
They were
a huge
these
fan
are like
either.
Their navy. I mean, probably a marketing. We can sell uniforms that we don't.
Didn't they?
Sell.
Didn't they wear white pants back in the 90s? And again, going back to the Jimmy Johnson idea, that's maybe it. Just try to
okay,
not,
but
not
why not wear
throwbacks.
The white uniforms that they wore in the 90s? With the light blue pants.
Because of the uniform setup and the Cowboys being one of the few teams that actually wears white at home, we would see that navy uniform maybe, what, twice a year? When they'd go to Washington, they would play it. You know, that would be one. But we would not see it very often. Now in the uniform days, it's changed. But I would venture to bet that back in the 80s and 90s, you'd maybe see that navy uniform about twice a year, and that would be about it. Because they're wearing white on the road normally, and then they would wear white at home where they are, you know, when they're in Dallas. So we didn't see it too often.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, the rules are the home team picks the uniforms, and then the road team is supposed to pick the opposite. I do think, and I like the Honolulu blue. I like the white for the Lions. I love the gray alternate ones for they have three outstanding uniforms. It was just weird, though. The Cowboys were... I was sitting there going, like, why are the Cowboys wearing navy? So strange. So strange.
Great
that
speech
game had
Jimmy
a little
Johnson,
bit of everything.
By the way, too. Great speech. You mentioned Jimmy Johnson. Great speech by him at halftime.
Yeah. Yep. He started to go, like, for people who didn't remember, like, Jimmy Johnson was an unbelievable coach at Oklahoma State. Was an unbelievable... I mean, what he did at Miami, right? That was... I mean, Schnellenberger started, but he made it into the U. And then he was just an incredibly dynamic guy leading a team that was super talented but had a lot of off-the-field distractions, and he just figured out a way to make it work. That guy was an unbelievable head coach. And then, of course, he ended the speech with, how about them Cowboys? That was great. That was great. By the way, he also a guy who that's the why you go gray early. Right? You go gray early. He looks exactly the same as he has for the last 30 years.
Yes.
Right? It's like, if you're going to go bald early, shave it early. Nobody knows. When you get to be like Bruce Willis, and obviously Bruce Willis now with dementia, it's terrible. But, you know, who could tell how old Bruce Willis? He's looked the same for the last 30 years. Why? Because he went bald early and shaved it early, and you can't tell.
Jimmy Johnson also has kind of kept that same style.
Yes.
So when you saw the clips, obviously, his hair then more maybe in auburn or, you know, blonde, whatever you want to say, but it also has allowed the transition to work very well.
It's a fair point. Yep. It's a fair point. But the go gray early, you know, guys who go gray early, you actually, you know, if you, you know, like I didn't go gray in my 20s. I mean, it's got to feel bad if you go gray or go bald in your 20s. But there is something to it, to where when you get to be in your 40s to 60s, who could tell the difference?
There's also something to using it as a strength.
Yes, where leaning into it.
When yes, exactly. And that's what I think Jimmy Johnson does. And I'm not sure everybody can do it, but I think it helps more than trying to hide it if you lean into it and almost promote it. I think it can actually do better for you in the long run than trying to hide it.
He's Dan Byram, Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show, brought to you by TireRack.com. TireRack is official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, try the tire decision guide, and get a full line of Continental tires. I have those, actually. Special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. There's been a lot of blown calls. We could do what's your biggest blown call in sports history? But that one is different, as you pointed out, Dan, right? This is an administrative one. I don't know if any of you are blessed to sit close enough, and I got to do one sideline game for the NFL. Now, when you're doing sideline, there's a yellow line. If you watch any NFL film, there's a yellow line. You have to be outside the yellow line. Do not step inside that yellow line or New York will call and want you escorted out of the stadium unless you're doing a post-game interview. But when you're standing close, two things. One, a lot of the calls do become a little bit more obvious. You know, if you're just watching, for example, ball in the air, it's a little, but a lot of it's bang, bang. I mean, that stuff is, those guys are fast, aggressive, and I mean, holding, not holding, as you point out, tripping, like whose leg does that belong to? You can miss stuff because this was not the case. There was no rush. It was the head referee, like you're in charge. You can stop the play if you want. There's a lot of things you can do. I would actually say this is one of the, if not the biggest blown call in regular season history, just from a standpoint of it didn't happen in live game action. You know, in terms of who was eligible. And then obviously it happened. And you always had the chance to pick it up and wave it off. And they didn't. That was a debacle of a call.
There's the point that was brought out too was maybe the Lions should not have tried to be so confusing. Or tried to be deceitful against the Cowboys defense, if you will.
Yeah.
That is completely irrelevant. Like it's they shouldn't change what they try to do. If you do it how you're supposed to, and if Dan Campbell gives you the heads up,
that's the
referees
part.
To carry it out.
That's the big part. And that's a part that I don't know if I would say probably 75% of people don't know that head coaches meet with officials an hour and a half before the game. Right? There's all kinds of other checks and balances, but it's a real thing where you say, like, hey, like, two-point conversion, this is something we do. You know, and if Dan Campbell gave him the heads up and they still blew the call, like, man, that's really, really bad.
You know, and Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, had a piece today saying that Brad Allen was not present for the pregame meeting. Other officials were, but he was not. That's, according to Florio, not unusual. But I would think if you're the NFL, I would want my head referee in speaking.
What was he doing?
Like I get if Sean Payton at the Super Bowl, we have that audio and they beat the Colts in Super Bowl 44, you know, of going over to the official, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing an onside, so look out for it. And it may have been the line judge. I don't know if it was the head official or not, but at least to be aware of it. But if you're the NFL now, I think you have to do this. And Florio's point is that the NFL is putting the blame on the Lions because they were trying to, you know, have some gamesmanship with the Cowboys, and it's their own fault. And I don't agree with that. It's the referee's fault for not getting it correctly. If you hear that 68 is eligible, if you're the Cowboys, then you better figure it out. That's the whole point of the announcement. So just I don't agree with the NFL thinking that this is a Lions problem. It's such an NFL problem.
Yeah, it is bad. And, you know, it's the Cowboys, too. You know, so everybody has their conspiracy theories out there. Everybody does, you know, so many people don't like the Cowboys. It's, you know, a Saturday night game where nothing else is on that matters. And, I mean, a completely butchered call. And, oh, yeah, by the way, while the head referee isn't at the meeting, and I don't know why he's not at the meeting, that's also a bad look. But, you know, they all huddle there at the end. And somebody could grab him and go like, hey, man, he actually did mention it in the meeting. He did? Yeah. What did he say? Well, he said they were going to throw three guys out there, but that the 68 was going to be the eligible guy, you know. He did? Yeah. Well, what do we do? Well, we can wave it off. Okay, put it in your pocket. Like, there you go. So, it was ambitious of Dan Campbell then to go for two again at the seven, and I know he got basically three bites at the apple because of the offsides. But, I mean, what a debacle. You know, you run a little trick play, a tackle-eligible play, you get a two-point conversion, you go for it, and then you get a procedural penalty, which is really an administrative penalty, and that happens? Like, yeah, that's...
NFL's come out this morning and laid a lot more of the blame on the Lions, and I think for the in case of the league, they just want this to go away. This is going into its biggest weekend for viewership for the regular season.
This weekend is the biggest viewership
for week 18 with all these games on the line. With how close I think some of these division races are coming,
that deal sealed it for the Niners. You know, I mean that, and obviously the Eagles losing. I mean, it sealed for the Niners, but it also, you know, changed the dynamic of the Cowboys in the NFC East race. It changed it dramatically for the Detroit Lions. Would have had a shot at home field throughout.
Yeah, but I know now, I think, what is it, Packers-Bears might be for a playoff game here.
It
They're
is.
Going to be putting
Packers
Bills and Dolphins on Sunday Night Football. It's still a big week for a lot of things, and it's just, this is such a critical point in the football season that...
Yeah, that's why the call matters,
says,
Chris.
Away. No, I trust me, I cover the Lions. Like, this is a huge debacle, but the NFL today and throughout this entire week is going to be probably telling the Lions, shut up about this. Like, move on, because we can't have this overshadowing everything.
I want to point this out. I don't think there's any sort of conspiracy. Like, I don't think it's because the Cowboys, whatever. I just think the guy blew it. I think that's really what happened.
Yeah, I agree.
The guy blew it. You know? And, yeah, it was a little bit confusing. But also, like, this is a big thing. Officials will talk about this all the time. And I know there's officials that are listening to us. I don't know if you saw over the weekend, Fox Sports 1, I know it's actually Big Fox, had a college basketball game on. I think it was West Virginia, Ohio State. Did you watch any of that, Dan?
No, I didn't. I missed
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. Again, don't worry about the game Ohio State won. Yeah. That's not the story. The story is that
Roddy
the
Gale.
Officials allowed a camera in the locker room, and there's a halftime segment where the officials are talking about what happened in the first half and what to look for, what they're going to look for. Like, it was an amazing amount of transparency. And what officials will tell you is like, hey, the number one thing, just like football teams, just like your business, just like our businesses, you got to communicate. So if they run the play that you told them they're going to run, like, how about the rest of those guys helping them out? Like, he actually mentioned it to us, you know, before the game. He did? Yeah. My bad. But, I mean, he blew it. There's no, were they trying to be deceitful? Yeah, it's trick play. By nature, it is. But the video is pretty telling as to what happened, and I don't think anybody is really disputing it. And Chris, I understand what you think they're going to, I'm sure that's what they're going to tell the Lions, but like, is that what we're really doing? We're victim shaming here in the NFL? That just doesn't feel right.
No, I guess my point is I think the league is like, because I'm pretty sure I saw a statement here earlier today from the league that the deception is a sticking point to them, but yeah, I mean, they were deceiving the Cowboys, but not the officials.
He got the official got confused. That's it. And he blew it. That's the story. That's the story. I'm Doug Gottlieb. He's Dan Byer in for Dan the Dan. That's coming up on the Dan Patrick Show. Bears are keeping Matt Eberflus. Should they keep Justin Fields? Let's discuss next.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your...
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Your podcast.
That's the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Dan Beyer and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan Danettes. Coming, let's welcome in Kerry Rhodes. He's former defensive back with the Jets and the Cardinals. He's our Fox Sports Radio NFL commentator and contributor. And Kerry, man, there's so much to get to. Let's actually start with the Eagles. Is that defense fixable this season?
Nope. They're done. I saw the cracks in their armor throughout the season, and I thought coming into the season they'd have more of a Super Bowl hangover, and it was kind of lingering. They were getting through wins. They were kind of willing their way to some wins there that they shouldn't have had during the season, but it's caught up to them. You're hearing rumblings out of Philly now about, change in coordinators and letting some people call certain series during the game. It's just a little dysfunctional. So I don't really think at this point there's too much saving there.
Is it a coordinator problem or a Nick Sirianni problem with the Eagles?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think Nick Sirianni is, he's had some success, super confident guy, a guy that shows his emotion, whether warranted or unwarranted, during the games. And sometimes I think he gets lost in that. And, it's hard once you lose a defensive coordinator that goes to Arizona and Jonathan Gannon, who has been playing well and playing a certain way, then you change that up. And, it's hard sometimes. And especially if you don't have a solid plan A to get it done, then you start bringing in B and C, and it starts to breed confusion.
Okay, what about the Niners? Is there anyone, if they're rested and they're healthy, they're going to be rested and healthy, right? They don't have to play this week, and they get next week off. And everybody has got to come to San Francisco. Not that there's no weather advantage there. They got great fans, but it's not like it's a place with a great home field advantage. But they got dudes. Yeah. What's the likelihood anybody beats them in the NFC?
Very, very likely. Very likely. And I turn it on.
Very likely?
Very likely. They're the best team, 100%. But the thing with football, Doug, you know, you don't have to be the best team all the time.
I understand.
Yeah, you're playing that one game. Somebody gets hot, you can beat them. Dallas, Detroit, even the Rams. There are teams in that division that if all things are clicking, they have a shot. Now, San Francisco is the favorite, and that's no question about that. But football is very tricky. I mean, right now you look at it, you think it's San Fran and Baltimore, right? But it's hard to tell. And sometimes rest versus rust isn't always a solution either.
Speaking of Baltimore, can we put an end to the MVP? Is it now Lamar Jackson's? Is this over with? You and I had the discussion last week. I feel like we had talked about it about a month ago as well, but done deal after yesterday?
Oh, it's a done deal. Now everybody, he's had a chance to do it 2 weeks in a row against, you know, two of the top teams in the league, supposedly, right? And so you people have numbers, and I know the numbers debate has been out there, and that's all fine and dandy. But if you watch the games, you know he's the MVP, and I watch him all the time. Obviously, that's the team that I don't root for, but I root for him because of our connections and watching those games and seeing how dominant they are. And knowing that some of those short touchdown runs that Gus Edwards had, or, you know, people talk about him not having all the touchdown passes. If they wanted to get him those touchdown passes, it could have been done. And so this is more about the eye test, and I guess the numbers will be a little low, but, yeah, he's the guy.
Okay, help us out. You've Kerry Rhodes joining us here on the Dan Patrick Show with Dan Byram, Doug Gottlieb. This is Fox Sports Radio. Help us out with the Detroit two-point conversion play.
Mm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, look, all we can do, I mean, I played football growing up. Dan played high school football. And we love it and study it. But all we can really do is tell you as viewers what this is like, right? So it looked like Detroit went in there, threw a couple guys out there so you don't know who's tackle eligible. But if you watch the tape, 68 was the guy who declared. 70 comes running in. Sewell was there, probably, you know, a little bait and switch. But apparently, you know, the coaching staff, Dan Campbell had met with some of the officials before the game. Was like, hey, this is what we're going to do. What's the reality to it from a defensive player? You've been in this situation. What's the reality to what actually happened?
Well, the functionality of it from a defensive standpoint, right, they have to report. And even as a defender, you get to see that person report. So they're going to come in. They're going to wait. They're going to raise their hand, and they're going to report. They're going to tell the officials that they're eligible. So from a defensive standpoint, it doesn't really matter about that part of it because the functionality is the functionality. You can't really avoid that. So as a defender, it's still you have to keep your eyes on your own luggage. And a lot of times when you see those big guy numbers, you're just not giving them any credit to do anything out there that's going to hurt you immediately. And so when it comes to defense, it's just about keeping your eyes on your prize, man. I mean, you see the last man on line of scrimmage, the receiver, if he's off the ball, that means the guy, the end down in line of scrimmage is eligible. And so it's not even that tricky. It doesn't matter if they even do an unbalanced line, right, where it's only two guys on that side. If that last guy on that two-man side is on the line, he's an eligible guy if that receiver is off the line. So it's just about paying attention to the details and what the formation gives you, because it's always going to give you something. So still a blow on and a blown coverage on Dallas side. So, you know, yeah, defensively it's not that hard. It's just about keeping your eyes on your luggage.
Kerry, do you hear the announcement? Like that was one of the things where, you know, Brad Allen announces that number 70 is eligible, and you can hear it as the Lions are in the huddle. But as a player, are you hearing those announcements? Are you waiting for him to come over and say something, or is that just not even a part of what you're worried about?
Yeah, you're looking at it, right? And so obviously, if it's a trick play, it may have caught them off guard as far as when it was or who it is. But before the game, coaches have to, you know, they talk to the referees. They tell them that they're going to have these things. And so, you know, our coaches and our people would be abreast of that and know that there's an opportunity for that to happen. Now, you know, the likelihood of it happening. You never know, but we're always kind of aware that those things can happen in the game, and so we talk about that stuff during the game. If you're well versed and well coached, so they should have had some inkling of it. You know, in the heat of battle, sometimes obviously you'll see certain formations that they come in with personnel wise, and you're expecting certain things out of those formations. But yeah, I mean, you're aware. And sometimes in the game, you're tired, you're not thinking, and you're lost, and you're worried about something else. So you forget that through playing and playing a long game like they played. But they should have known.
Kerry Rhodes joining us, of course, former defensive back, Jets, Cardinals. He's a Fox Sports Radio contributor. You can hear him on Fox Sports Radio on the weekends, along with Dan Byram, Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. What do you think would happen with Denver with the benching of Russell Wilson?
Oh, Doug, don't do that to me. I was so upset, man. I was upset when that happened because obviously just hearing the news of him going to the bench at that time, it felt like a cop out for me with Sean Payton. But then, you know, obviously you hear the later information and it being more financial, then it makes me even more mad because it's not about how he's playing, it's not about your team, it's not about even your players at that point, right? It's about the organization and the money. And if you don't want to pay these guys and you want to cure that, then you'd be better with your evaluation and what you want to do with your team. So I put a lot of the blame and a lot of my quote-unquote anger towards the Broncos organization and Sean Payton for putting Russell through that and putting the team through that. Because when you do your star quarterback like that, that shows every player that there's no real allegiance to them as well. And so it's not a good situation for
them. Hold on. I'll push back on that a little bit. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I mean, he didn't. The trade wasn't made when he was there. He has no ownership of Russell Wilson. Sure. And, I mean, do you think Russell Wilson is worth, $60 million next year or whatever it is, $65 million next year? I mean, I understand how it may feel, but the reality is, Russell Wilson's not nearly as good as his contract. This is an opportunity to get out of that contract for half of what it's written for because of the injury clause, and they're out of the playoffs, so you pull the plug when he's out of the playoffs.
Yeah, no question. But they were talking about doing that early on in the season. They were talking about doing it during Kansas City when they were starting their 5-game win streak, right? So they're winning, and obviously the conversations have been had, but they didn't bench him. They were really worried about the money and him being hurt and not making the playoffs and not worried about any of that. And they were going to hop off the contract. Then do it. Do it early.
Well, I think they were going to do it early. Then they started winning games. They're like, well, let's just wait until we're out of the playoff thing. Now you're out of the playoff thing and you do it. Like this, it's just, it looks bad. Here's what I don't buy. I don't buy that free agents, well, we're not going to go there because of Russell. It's like, no, you're not going to go there because if you can make more money there than anywhere else, that's where you're going to go. And if it's a system that, or if it's a system that, the DC, Van, or you've played for Sean before, like, you know what he's going to do? He's going to bring in as many of his guys who played for him before. That's what people do. I don't think it affects him long term. Do you?
I do. If I had an opportunity to make similar money, same money, to go to any other team besides Denver, I'd do that. I wouldn't go to Payton. I wouldn't trust that organization. Now, I mean, obviously, if they're paying more for you and it's significantly better, then, yeah, I mean, sure, some guys are going to do that. But if it's close and teams are pretty similar in what they're offering certain players, I promise you they'll go somewhere else. I understand the totality of it when you talk about being out of the playoffs and then the money situation on top of it, for sure. That's what I mean. Because before, hearing the money aspect of it, I was just like, wow, that's bad business. And then you hear it, then you're like, oh, okay, that's good business. But the optics, the eye test doesn't look good because, you've kind of wrote it out. Even though the money situation was looming, the fact that they were still in the playoff hunt, they still kept putting them out there. So, it was just a little disconnect there.
All right, Kerry, the Bears have the first overall pick because the Panthers have the worst record. Bears fans yesterday chanting, we want Fields, in keeping Justin Fields as their quarterback. Bears are on the clock right now. At this point, what do you do if you're Chicago with that number one overall pick and your current quarterback situation with Justin Fields?
If I'm Chicago, I'm definitely testing the waters to see if there's any takers for Fields where they can get a significant return. If they can get a significant return for him, which I hear there are some teams that are in play with him and and are impressed with what he did down the stretch here. So if they can get that and package some stuff to get some players that they need, and also get Caleb Williams, you definitely do that. If you can't, Justin Fields can play football. And I think we've seen that down the stretch here. And I think he's gotten really, really confident. And I think his team has actually, started to hop on with him and let him lead. So it's an interesting thing. I think they can do both, but I'm sure they're definitely exploring the trade market to see what the value is and see what they can get back in return. But me personally, I think you have to go at Caleb Williams, but I wouldn't be surprised either way.
Well, it's not just Caleb Williams. It's Caleb Williams and restarting your quarterbacks on a rookie deal, right? Yeah. So it gives you the year 2, 3, and 4 where he's not making much of anything. And so then you can build your roster. And, by the way, you have a second high first-round pick that you could trade for more value if in terms of other value, right? I mean, there's a dollars and cents to it more than just the, hey, Justin Fields might be starting to turn the corner.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing, right? Like, if you can get back a significant return with that, which, like I said, the way he played, he can play, and you can get off that contract and get Caleb Williams in, then it just makes more sense.
Kerry Rhodes, listen to him on Fox Sports Radio. Of course, he's a longtime defensive back in the National Football League. Kerry, you're the best, man. Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Man, thank you, guys.
With Dan Byer, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show. In for Dan, the Danettes on Fox Sports Radio. We'll give you our picks for the college football playoff tonight. Next.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. right now. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. It's hope you're having a great new year. Along with Dan Byer, I'm Doug Gottlieb. And Dan, we have national semifinals to pick earlier today. You know, I mean, later today, excuse me.
Yeah.
Michigan, Alabama at the Rose Bowl, and Texas taking on Washington in the Sugar Bowl. I don't know. Is there, because of the waves on the beaches of California, is that a sign that the tide is coming in?
Very good. I like that. You know what's funky about today, Doug? And I don't think that there was ever a time where there were 10 games today. But we only have 5 today.
Yeah.
There's one that's going to kick off between Wisconsin and LSU, the ReliaQuest Bowl, that again was formerly the Outback Bowl. So there is no Bloomin' Onion or Coconut Shrimp on the line for whoever wins. But there's also something missing that I've become a little accustomed to, and that's the random bowl games that may be on like January 2nd or the 3rd or the 4th that sometime are sprinkled in, you know, throughout the week. Like this is, it's today, the 5 games, and then the national championship a week from today. And then that's a wrap on the college football season.
The Oregon Liberty game is a weird one, right? Like, Oregon, I don't know them. Liberty? Really?
Yes. I've only seen the Oregon end zones, and I can't wait to see what it looks like with Liberty in the end zone. But isn't that the, and this is complete, utter disrespect to Liberty, but putting a group of 5 in the New Year's 6 sounds like a good idea. And maybe it doesn't matter now because of the bowls, but until then, now you get the group of 6, and you're like, oh, Oregon and Liberty playing. All right, I'll just wait for the Rose Bowl. Like that's kind of the sense, that's the feeling that I get. And by the way, that was super shade towards Liberty, and it's nothing personal. It's just
no,
reality.
It's the reality of it. It's the reality.
Remember when UConn went and like they lost money on it because, you know,
they lost money and their coach.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
They play in a BCS bowl game, and their coach, literally, like, game was over. Like, what happened to him? He's like, oh, he's taking the Maryland job. He's gone.
It was, yeah, it was neat to see UConn in the end zone, but.
And that was about it. Cincinnati, yeah. Remember Cincinnati was, not just this last time Cincinnati, but the previous time Cincinnati.
And that's the funny thing is, Brian Kelly's about to coach LSU. And this was even mentioned, I think, in that Kelsey documentary. But, like, Brian Kelly was given shade because he left for Notre Dame after taking Cincinnati to back-to-back BCS bowl games. Like, it wasn't like he went to the first one and then just immediately upped and left. Stayed there another year and then said, all right, I think I'm going to, you know, now's time. It's Notre Dame. Like, yeah, and no, go ahead, dude. You know, say what you want about Brian Kelly, but in that scenario, yeah, I had no issue with him leaving Cincinnati.
Yeah, and Hawaii. Remember Hawaii was in the Sugar Bowl once? That did not turn out well either.
No, did they played Georgia. Well. Was it Georgia?
I want to say Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and it was bad. It was like, whew, I mean, just bad. Okay, tonight's games. Michigan, Bama. Michigan's a 2-point favorite against Alabama. Who you like?
I like Alabama. I just don't think Michigan is as good as people think they are. I really don't.
Is Alabama?
I think Alabama is a better team than what they were against Texas earlier this season.
What about against Auburn? Loss.
Yeah, I think that they were trending upwards. I just think when you look at Michigan, I mean, for them to be number one, just crazy. I mean, their one good win was against Ohio State, and Alabama has better wins.
They beat Georgia. Great win. Okay, but who else have they beaten that would lead you to go, yeah, man, Bama, Roll Tide?
All right, I'm going to just pick Alabama. We'll just pick.
Okay,
we'll
no, just I'm just there. I'm stuck on it too because you know
think
it's like
Ole Miss is a good win.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You want to pick apart the argument? You
no, know, it's okay. That's a valid point. I would say, and you know, and it wasn't like Michigan dominated Ohio State, right? It's a hell of a football game, and they got a lead on Penn State and didn't throw the ball in the second half. I mean, what? But they just played to win.
As a Big Ten guy, I just don't think the conference is that good.
I would agree with you. I think the Big 12 is not any good. I'm a Big 12 guy. Like the Big 12 does not have, but I think Texas has a ton of talent. Like I think the Pac 12, like everybody, the Pac 12 is the best league. Do you think Washington? Okay, so do you think Washington's going to win because the Pac 12 is a better league?
I'm picking Washington because I think everybody thinks Texas is going to win. And I just feel like there's something in the semifinal where, okay, maybe we get a little different. Like TCU last year, where it maybe isn't as status quo. So I'm going to go, I'm going to go with Washington.
I love their offense. I love their wide receivers. But I do feel like I make that mistake a lot. Where you fall in love with the offense, and you sit there and go like, yeah, but but when a guy's under duress and under pressure, now Penix can run. He doesn't run like he did before the knee injury, but he can move and he can throw, and that is that's an incredible offense with way better players than anybody who hasn't seen Washington would lead you to believe. Like they have studs at wide receiver, good offensive line, You know, it's not like Texas's offense blows you away, right? They're just really, really good and really talented. I'm going to take the opposite in both those games, though. I'm going to take a Michigan to win, and I'm going to take Texas to win. And knowing full well that, you know, Sark coaching against one of his former schools, that Sark can get cute with the play calling, and knowing full well that Michigan... I don't have a good feeling if they get behind, whereas I do think if Alabama gets behind, they don't care. And there is something to Alabama. You're coming off the Georgia game. Like these are the games that Alabama is the Duke. They play against every game is the other opponent's biggest game. But Michigan's been able to withstand the same thing here, maybe against lesser talent in the Big Ten.
Definitely.
Yeah. But I do think, look, Ohio State doesn't run past them the way they used to. Like they have, their defense has recruited maybe not the caliber of athlete of Alabama in the past. But I would also tell you this, like the big thing when Alabama played Texas this year was Texas had better players. I don't think Alabama has as dominant a personnel as they've had in the past. I think that's the real story to the NIL is that there are... Everybody has dudes, right? And the Pac-12, they bought quarterbacks and offensive skill position players and whatever. And everybody has dudes. And the depth of talent, the dominance of talent of the SEC is one spread out within the league and then spread out a little bit nationally to the other schools that have the resources. And Michigan has some of those resources.
Well, it'll be their second big win if they get it done today. Those Wolverines.
And this is what's going to happen. I think we'll have two great games tonight, and then people are like, oh, the Bulls are great. This is like, no, the Bulls have been a disaster. These are great. So, all right, my thanks to Chris Perfett and, of course, Jason Stewart. He's Dan Beyer. I'm Doug Gottlieb. Happy New Year to you. Glad you made it through. This is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.